I came around coughing up amniotic fluid, spraying the inside of the revivification casket.
Release me!
I roared, thundering my fist against the glass, my muscles and nerves suddenly aflame. Locking clamps around the casket disengaged, admitting me back to the world of the living. I did so, breathing hard, sat in a half capsule of briny, viscous liquid, and murderously staring down my apothecary.
Welcome back, brother captain.
Lathered in gelatinous filth, I scowled.
Venatio.
My apothecary had the good grace to nod. He was wearing his full armor plate, white to identify his vocation as a medic rather than the ultramarine's blue ubiquitous to our chapter, but went without a helmet. An aging veteran of my command squad, Venatio's hair was fair, closely cropped, and he had dark green eyes that had seen too much of death. It was dark in the apothecarian, shadows suggesting the various machines and devices the chapter medics employed in the service of preserving life. The air reeked of counterseptic, and a fine mist clouded the floor. It was clean, cold, a desolate place. How many had come through these halls bloody and broken? How many had arrived and never left? Always too many. I made to rise, but Venatio lifted a gauntleted hand to stop me.
Don't presume you can keep me from climbing out of this casket.
The hand gesture became placatory.
Let me at least run a full bioscan first.
Venatio had the device in his other hand and was already conducting his test, so I endured the amniotic filth a little longer. When he was done, I refused his proffered hand and extricated myself without his help. My side ached. Once I was out of the casket and standing on the tiled floor, I looked down and saw why. An angry scar puckered my flesh from where the Undying's war scythe had cleaved me.
It's remarkable that you are even alive, let alone walking, brother captain.
He consulted more biometric data from his scanner.
I'll do more than that.
It was a vengeful promise, but I realized that I had no knowledge of what happened after I had collapsed.
What of Damnos? Were the second victorious?
Venatio's already severe expression darkened, pinching together the age lines of the apothecary's face.
After your defeat, Agrippa and Lord Tigurius rallied the men, but we had badly underestimated the enemy and were forced to evacuate. Damnos is lost.
He lowered his voice.
So too, Venerable Agrippa.
I clenched my fist so hard, the knuckles cracked. It was a sparse chamber we occupied. Much of the apothecarian's equipment was situated at its periphery, with only my amniotic casket within striking distance. I hit it hard and put a fissure in the glass. Had I my tempest blade to hand, I might have cut it apart. Galling was not the word. I was about to ask Venatio to tell me more when another voice from the shadows, a presence I hadn't noticed in my recently revived state, interrupted.
I had to see it for myself.
A son of Ultramar, the son of Ultramar, if some amongst the chapter were to be believed, stepped into the light. He too was fully clad. His plumed helmet sat in the crook of his left arm, a ceremonial gladius strapped to his left leg. Gilt-edged shoulder guards and breastplate shone in the lambent loom strip above us, and his warplate was festooned with the laurels of his many years of vaunted service.
Severus.
I bowed my head out of respect for the veteran, but his stern expression, hardened further by his scars and the platinum studs embedded in his bald forehead, suggested he came here with ill news.
Cato.
I hated the fact he used my given name, as I knew he hated me doing so first. We were rivals, he and I. Severus Agamemnon was my predecessor as captain of the second. He, in turn, succeeded Saul Invictus after the great hero fell at Macragge. Now he stood as Khalgar's right hand, and I beneath him. We were rivals because our war philosophy was very different. Agamemnon was a blunt but effective adherent to the Codex Astartes, whereas I interpreted our Primarch's teachings and was less predictable. Some have said reckless. Only Agamemnon has ever said so to my face. He smiled, but it was a cold, pitiless gesture. Out with it, then.
I wish I could report that I was here merely to see the dead brought back to life.
Agamemnon gestured to the formidable scar raking my side. The smile faded to the thin, hard line of his mouth.
But I cannot. You are to stand before Lord Khalgar. The chapter master would have knowledge of what happened on Damnos, and why we returned to the Empire in ignominious defeat.
My eyes narrowed, but I held my temper. An argument here, now, with Venatio looking on, would serve no good purpose.
And am I to be held responsible for this defeat? I know, whilst I yet stood, the warriors of the Second were not routed.
Agamemnon refused to be baited. He was rigid, and a pain in the arse for that.
You have 6 hours to prepare your testimony.
My testimony? Am I to be judged, then?
My rival betrayed no emotion, though I refused to believe he did not take some petty pleasure in all of this.
The events on Damnos were disastrous. Questions must be asked.
I began to walk towards the chamber door, still dripping.
Then let us go now. I've nothing to hide and don't need 6 hours to realise that either.
Agamemnon put his armoured bulk in my path.
Cease this wanton disregard for orders, Sicarius. Your reckless behaviour is what has brought you to this point.
He calmed down, though it took some effort to reassert the mask of control he had been wearing ever since addressing me from the shadows.
It seems you have yet to learn that.
Don't speak to me like I am a neophyte, Agamemnon.
My voice held a warning.
As they have on countless occasions, my swift actions prevented an earlier defeat. I prefer to win hard battles, not to reap the hollow glory of easy campaigns. Next time you behold my banner on the field, look at the victories upon it, and then look to your own.
I goaded him out of a desire to return the disrespect he had just afforded me. I vaunted the First and their captain. They were some of the bravest and most capable warriors in the chapter, but that didn't mean I had to like them. Agamemnon had every right to strike me. To my irritation, he resisted, but as he spoke through clenched teeth, I knew he'd come close.
6 hours.
Agamemnon left the apothecarian without another word. He'd be saving them for my trial, no doubt. To his credit, Venatio said nothing. He merely gave his professional report.
You are fit to resume your duties, brother captain.
At a command from the apothecary, a serf entered the room from a side chamber and began scraping the remaining amniotic gel from my skin. I nodded to Venatio, still seething after Agamemnon's exit.
Tell me, brother apothecary, where are my armor and weapons?
The Tech Marines have been repairing them. I understand there was much damage to the war plate in particular. You'll find them in the Armorium, East Wing.
Dismissing the serf, I grunted a word of gratitude to Venatio and left for the weapon workshops. Something in the penumbra around the apothecarian had set me on edge, and I desired the return of my war trappings as soon as possible.